You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
We have on the line as we get ready to do the cataract awareness. I think this is Cataract Awareness Month. So we have Jaya Lakshmi Tilak, and who's the senior optometrist at Dalton Brown Optometrist, and Miss Andrea Carter, who's an optometrist herself, and we'll be discussing some cataract issues and maybe taking some of your questions. So we say good afternoon to you, ladies.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. I love the way how both of you all answer the same time. All right, so in terms of cataract, let's start from the basics. What exactly is a cataract?
So basically, a cataract is a very common term for the clouding of the crystalline or the natural lens of the eye. So within the eye structure, how the eye is made up, the crystalline lens is put to the anterior part of the eye. It's not a physical structure that we can see on the outer part, like the colored part, which is known as the iris or the cornea, but it's within the eye itself, but the frontmost part of the eye. And how that cataract occurs is that as we get a little bit, I like to say younger, not exactly older to patients, proteins in the lens starts clumping together and it starts becoming very blurry or cloudy, and it starts affecting your sight or the way that you are able to see things. So it will cause your vision to become very blurry or dim, almost as though you're looking through a frosted glass or that of a dirty window. And it tends to develop quite slowly in patients over 60 plus. But there are exceptions to this. And later on in the session, Ms. Carter will tell us a little bit about some of those risk factors as well as causes of cataracts.
And many people may think cataracts are growth over the eye. Is that true?
No, actually it isn't. It's actually a very common misconception. You know, sometimes when we are talking with patients, we'll ask them, you know, have you ever been told about having cataracts in your... Yeah, well, we see it. You know, it's that white flesh-like type of growth over my eye. And this is actually a very common misconception. So cataracts, as I mentioned earlier, develop inside the eye, within the natural crystalline lens. So it's not a film or growth over the surface of the eye. And this white flesh-like film that grows over the surface of the eye is usually known as a pterygium, which is often caused when you are exposed to a lot of UV radiation. So for example, patients who are within the construction industry and are outside operating without any kind of polarized shades or lenses or transitions, they tend to develop these pterygium a lot more often.
And what exactly causes cataracts?
So some common, the most common cause actually would be aging. Reason being, cataract is just a normal part of the aging process where the protein in the lens can break down and clump together, causing the cloudiness of that lens. Some other causes can include diabetes and other systemic issues, eye injuries, long-term steroid use, excessive UV light exposure, smoking, and some people can also be born with cataract, known as congenital cataract, or have a genetic predisposition to develop them earlier in life as well.
And of course, I know you mentioned, 60 and over, but maybe you could be younger due to your health conditions. But at what age do cataracts usually develop?
Yes, so the most common age would be after 60, but some usually do develop earlier, especially in patients who are diabetic or patients who had past injuries to the eyes as well.
So just to add to what Ms. Carter is saying there, like for example, like I made a reference earlier with regarding to the pterygium in patients who might be within the construction sector. So they too are a lot more predisposed to having traumatic injuries to their eyes, especially if they are not using any safety gears, such as the safety goggles or the shades. So these are little things that they'll have to take into account and remember, you know, when you are doing your handiwork at home, you don't necessarily need to only be within the construction sector, but just on a common day-to-day basis when you're doing your household chores or things like that, you have to be careful making sure not to walk into doors or, you know, having something hit you in the eye, like, you know, if your kids are playing with toys, because we would have had a child playing with a Nerf gun and a bullet would have struck their relative in the eye and eventually they end up developing a cataract. So just like little common things that we do see. Also, if the patient is diabetic and they have a lot of fluctuations within their blood sugar level, that too can cause the cataracts to grow at a faster rate. So, for example, we may have a patient come in and we do see cataracts in their eye. And we would note that based on their vision, the cataract is pretty small. But we would recommend them to come in, okay, come in 12 months to have your eyes retested. And let's just say, for example, 2 years have passed by or 3 years, and then they decide to come. And yes, they are diabetic. When we do check into the eye, maybe that cataract would have developed much larger in the stage that, you know, they may need to have it surgically removed. So it's a special plea for patients who are diabetic.
All right, folks, if you just joined us, you're listening to, of course, yes, the Lunchtime Doctor, but we're with our friends Dalton Brown.
Based on the recommendation of your optometrist.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Yeah. Freedom 106.5 FM, Sangit 106.1 and Sky 99.5 with our friends from Dalton Brown Optometrist as we discuss cataracts, since this is Cataract Awareness Month. And if someone notices these symptoms, right, what should they do? And what are some of the symptoms patients should watch out for with cataracts?
Thing is that symptoms can actually differ per patient, so every patient would actually encounter something slightly different. So a very one would be that of cloudy or blurred vision, where their vision tends to be a bit more dim than usual. They may see halos around lights, having poor night vision, so definitely difficulties driving at night. They may see double vision, meaning to say they may see two images of one object. They may see colors appear fade or yellowish in color. Ms. Cato, anything to add to that list? They also may have frequent changes in their glasses prescription. So from whenever they do come in to have their eyes tested, they might notice that, you know, if I got glasses last year, and let's just fast forward, the patient is diabetic and they come in next year to have their eyes tested, you know, there is a possibility that the cataract grows. They may become a little bit more short-sighted. They may require to change their glasses. That's another reason why we would recommend these patients to come and have their eyes tested on an annual basis. Definitely sensitivity to glare or any type of light. So when they go outside, they may have to use like these broad-brim hats, or they'll be like, oh my gosh, I can't really stand the light. It's a little bit unbearable. Patients with cataracts, depending on the size of the cataract, affected, the symptoms would be different for every patient.
And can cataracts be prevented?
So there's no guaranteed way to prevent cataract. As we said earlier, it's just a natural aging process. However, there are certain steps that you can take to either slow the progression of it. So that would include wearing your UV protective sunglasses when you're outdoors, not smoking or stop smoking for people that do smoke, control your diabetes and any other systemic issues. As Mr. Luck mentioned, once you are diabetic or you are exposed to any other systemic issues and there's a lot of fluctuations in your readings, it can cause the cataract to start at an earlier stage or also a healthy diet rich in fruits and veggies, and also have your
So that you know, ladies, we're going a little bit in and out of the internet.
The patient is at an early stage,
mm-hmm.
Where we are able to guide them or give them certain tips to follow so that they can try to mitigate the cataract from growing and reaching a stage where they would need some sort of procedure done.
We were going a little bit in and out there with your internet, so if you could check your connections there. Right, so another question is here. What tests are usually done involved in diagnosing a cataract?
So diagnosing a cataract involves a regular comprehensive eye exam. First, we usually assess how well the patient can see using the visual acuity test. This is where we check to see each eye and how many letters they read from the chart, as well as we may also perform a refraction, which is a test to determine whether there's any change in the glasses prescription, which can improve their vision. After that, we use a slit lamp, which is a specialized microscope that allows us to examine the structures of the eye, including the lens, which is where the cataract develops. This helps us determine the type and the severity of that cataract. In most cases as well, we also dilate the eye drops. The dilation allows us to get a better view of the lens as well as the retina and the optic nerve behind the eyes. Now, this is very important because there are other eye conditions such as glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, or even macular degeneration that can also be present alongside the cataract. So together, those tests can help us determine whether the cataract is the cause of the patient's symptoms and whether there are any other eye health concerns that needs attention as well.
Just to add to what Ms. Carter is mentioning there about the dilation with patients, we at Dalton Run, we have a specialized test. It's called the OCT scan. It's a non-invasive procedure where we take pictures at the back of the eyes after we do this dilation. Because a lot of the time when a patient comes in and they do have cataracts in the eye, and if we were to use our ophthalmoscope with our naked eyes to be able to look into the back of the eye, sometimes the cataract may be obstructing our vision. So that's why that dilation is really, really important. So in patients who may be within if you are coming into Dalton Run to have your eye, someone accompany you to your examination, you know, have a driver with you or someone who can just be there to guide you along, because you may be required to have this dilation done and by extension, the OCT scan. So anyone who is interested, we do that scan here in Dalton Run at a cost of $400 for anyone who's before the age of 60. And any patients who are 60 plus, we do that scan at a cost of $200. So it's a good option. If you are diabetic, you have cataracts, if you have glaucoma, or any kind of eye condition that is happening within your eye, that OCT scan is able to give us a lot more information as to what's happening to the back surface of your eyes.
Right. And of course, you can let us know where is Dalton Brown Optometrist located and numbers to call.
Yes, we are located at the corner of Queen and Susanna Street in Arima, and our office number is 667-3115 or 299-3115.
Right. We do have some questions coming in there. Let's take a question. Once it's about cataracts, people, we can take your questions. Hello. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes.
And to the doctor. Only discussion about eye disease.
Only ask about the eye, so this is an eye segment right now.
Okay, thanks very much.
All right, okay, yeah. All right, so 625-2257, 627-3223. Also, you could WhatsApp us about 306-1065. Once it's about the eyes, you can ask. Hello, good afternoon.
This boy.
Yeah.
I'm my favorite doctor. This doc, you see me, the most important organ in my body is my eyes. I don't want to hear, feel, touch, smell. I want my eyesight. The day you go blind, you better hear, because nobody has it. So, I'm doc. Macular degeneration, is that the same thing like cataract? I don't know if I pronounced the word properly, or that's correct with us. Hello?
All right, you listen off here. Yeah.
Okay, so that's a good question. So a cataract basically occurs to the front surface of the eye, which is involving the crystalline lens of the eye becoming cloudy. as we get a little bit younger, like I like to see. But with macular degeneration, it actually affects posterior structure, the back of the eye, known as the macula, where as you begin to age, there are changes within that central structure. It actually affects your central vision, not overall blurry vision.
So both of them are parts of the aging process. They just affect different structures of the eyes differently as well.
All right, let's see another question here. Remember, folks, once it's eye-related, we're here with Dalton Brown, optometrist.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Bees, to the doctor there. How much is the cost? What is the cost for Avastin injection in the eyes? And is Avastin injections required for only when there's bleeding in the eye, or you can use it at any further, any reason, other purpose?
So that's a question that you will need to contact an ophthalmologist about. We won't know the costing for those type of injections. So only the ophthalmologist will be able to guide you accordingly on that.
All right. And let's just say someone had a retinal detachment, and of course, while they did the first surgery, you know, they have to put in the gel, and they developed a cataract there. And of course, it was done doing the other operation to take all the gel and take all the cataract. I know it depends on, like I said, the person's health and well-being, but how long before it is that that person should be taken to really see clearly, or is it ever going to clear?
Well, in general, the prognosis of the surgery will depend on how long the patient would have had the retinal detachment. So, for example, if the patient would have noticed flashes of light or floaters and the retinal detachment was picked up immediately, then the prognosis of that surgery, the vision that they are going to get at the end, is going to be much better versus a patient who would have had a retinal detachment long-standing and would have taken too long to go to the ophthalmologist or the retinal specialist. So that might be a question that will be directed again to your ophthalmologist, because they'll be able to better guide you along to know what type of prognosis or what type of result that you're going to get from that surgery that you would have had done.
All right, well, let's get back to our topic, of course, cataracts. Another common concern is, can spectacles cure cataracts?
Unfortunately, no. When cataracts are just beginning to form, like stronger glasses, magnifying glass, and even additional lighting would help improve the vision. But these adjustments can only reduce the impact of early cataracts on your day-to-day activity. Like, for example, a patient that might have cataracts developing based on the timing of the day or the type of activity that they're trying to do, such as reading, they might have to actually start using some additional lighting because they might have some difficulties with that. So, you know, having that concern if spectacles could actually cure your cataract, unfortunately, no. It cannot reverse it and it cannot remove the cataract.
All right. And can cataracts be treated with eye drops? Somebody said they saw an advertisement on television and want to know if eye drops can cure their cataracts.
Unfortunately, no. So there are no eye drops. There are no medications, vitamins, or supplements that are scientifically proven to cure, dissolve, or reverse cataracts once they are formed. So because it's like an age-related condition that's onset via your age or due to some of the other risk factors that Ms. Carter would have highlighted, surgery is the only effective treatment that once a cataract impairs the vision significantly. So for example, the patient comes in and they have a very small cataract. We tend to monitor those patients with one regular eye examinations at least every 12 months. And not necessary that every 12 months when they come, their glasses has to change, but it's really to make sure that all the structures within the eye is intact, right? And then two, we have to make sure that the vision. So there will come a time when your cataract grows too significant, where it definitely impairs the vision, so much so that glasses does not make a difference to your vision. So that's when we tend to refer those patients to have it surgically removed. So unfortunately, no, if you do see someone advertising on the television or the radio that's telling you that, you know, come and purchase an eye drop, it is going to help dissolve your cataract or you're going to be able to see better. Unfortunately, no, there's no other cure for a cataract other than a surgical intervention.
All right. Dalton Brown of Tomatrice, we have a question on the line. Hello, good afternoon. Thanks for holding.
Yes, Biz, good afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Doc, I used to go get glasses by you real long ago. I come had a retina detachment. I lose the left eye. Right? I get the retina done in my right eye. It come and it got a glaucoma. I've been using the glaucoma period of time. Every time I go to the clinic, the reading of the pressure is 15, 16. It's always under 12. But still, I'm losing my eyesight.
Okay, well, yes, they said they won't hear on you. You were able to hear that last part there? Or nothing at all? Hello?
Yeah?
No. They said they won't hear on you there.
Okay, what I stated is that I had a retina detachment.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, they come in, I have glaucoma now.
Mm-hmm.
So I am at the eyes clinic at the hospital. I using the eye drops. Every time I get the reading, every time I have to go and get the reading, my pressure is good, right? So which is the glaucoma reading, but still my vision is dropping.
Mm-hmm.
What could be causing?
And are you diabetic?
The thing about it is that I went to a famous place to see if I get the glasses, and I end up getting the glasses to assist me either.
Mm-hmm. All right, but are you diabetic? Did you check you? Well,
yeah.
Well, okay.
I am.
All right. All right, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, hello, ladies?
Hi, yes.
Yeah, did you hear the gentleman there?
We got some bits from it. That right. He had a retinal detachment.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was diagnosed with glaucoma. Mm-hmm. And he's currently in the eye clinic being treated.
Mm-hmm.
He's using eye drops. And is it that he said that every time he goes to the clinic, his eye pressures are too high? I'm not sure because we didn't hear the last.
Yeah, his
part.
Eye pressure, but yeah, they tell him his eye pressure is too high and he lost he lost one of his eye. He did he think any left eye, he lost the right eye, I think.
Right.
But I did ask him if he was diabetic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said yes, he is diabetic. So could those complications, you know, and if he's not properly watching his diet and so forth, could that, prolong the situation?
Yes, and also if the pressure is high, even though he is taking the drops, that pressure is going to affect the nerve behind the eyes,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't affect the vision. So it may be a case where they may probably need to change the drops or add more. Because some patients tend to use 3 drops at a time to monitor the pressure in the eyes. Or sometimes if the drops don't work, they may need to do some sort of surgical intervention in the eyes to help the pressure or the fluid in the eyes to flow properly to lower that pressure.
All right. If you have any more questions, so since they won't hear you properly, you could send me a WhatsApp message now, 3061065. This person is 60 years old and over and doesn't wear glasses, but it is advisable to wear glasses. Is it advisable to wear glasses over 60 years for caution if you don't necessarily need? Of course, you should be testing your eyes, but is it necessary that you wear glasses over 60?
So from 40 and over, your eyes, everyone, from 40 and over, your eyes naturally go through a change. It's called a presbyopia. Basically, what happens with that is the muscles are not able to focus properly to make fine print clearly as you would have seen at the age 25, 35, 36. So some people may notice that they have to push things further away to see it better, or they would notice that they're having problems like reading the newspapers, reading little medicine bottles and those things. So usually everyone from 40 and over generally do require glasses, if not to help for distance vision, it's definitely to help for any sort of reading or anything like that. So I would advise anyone 60 years and over to definitely have an eye exam done. More than likely, you will definitely need the glasses for anything that's fine print.
All right, folks, once again. Oh, finish. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, just to add to what Ms. Carter was saying is that it's not just only to check for if the patient requires to have glasses done, but also to check that now that you're becoming of a specific age, we need to make sure that all the structures, as mentioned previously, is well intact. So we want to make sure that if there's any early signs, like, for example, any early risk factors, if there's a family history of glaucoma or anything like that, that we can pick it up at an earlier age. So when the patient comes, we definitely recommend that the patient have a comprehensive eye examination done to see both at the front and the back of the eyes, as well as for spectacle lenses, so that we can see how best we can help that patient if the patient needs glasses or not.
Mm-hmm. All right. And in terms of cataract surgery, many patients feel nervous when they hear the word surgery. Is cataract surgery safe? I usually hear it's very simple. Simple surgery.
Yes, it is. So cataract surgery is one of the most commonly performed and safest surgical procedures worldwide. Most patients experience significant vision improvements soon after getting the surgery done. However, like all surgeries, there are small risks which should be discussed with the ophthalmologist. So the ophthalmologist will be able to better guide on, you know, given the state that the patient is, if they have any other pre-existing conditions and those things, they would be able to advise on the surgery and if there will be any risks, so they'll know how to go about it accordingly.
And just to add to what Ms. Carter is mentioning regarding to the safety of the surgical procedure of cataract, you know, a lot of the time, patients who are hypertensive or diabetic, you need to have your blood sugar level and your blood pressure level under control. And this is a requirement, especially when you're going to have to undergo any type of surgical procedure. So it's important to bear that in mind. And if you do have any pre-existing condition, such as diabetes or high blood pressure, you need to let your ophthalmologist know so that they could discuss any sort of risk factors involved with doing the surgery.
All right, before we go, I do see the gentleman trying to call back there. All right. Hello, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, what I said, that the pressure in the eye always low, it always under 20.
Always low, always under 20.
Explain that, that stated that the pressure high, no. Mm-hmm. The pressure is always under control. Every time I go, it is under 20.
Mm-hmm. But yet still, you're not seeing properly in the eye.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The pressure is dropping.
All right, his vision is dropping, eye pressure is always low.
Well, the pressures are low.
Mm-hmm, yeah, low, yes.
Right. And what else did he mention?
Well, he mentioned that he's not getting the vision properly, but the vision is always low when he goes to check it out.
He didn't mention anything about having cataract or if he needs to do any surgery or anything.
Well, he did a retinal detachment before, right?
Yeah,
and he is diabetic.
Detachment is to the back of the eyes. With the diabetes, he can develop cataract. And as we know, with cataract, it causes the clouding of the lens, which can deteriorate your vision over time as well. So I'm not sure if it's that's present in the eyes. But we want to be able to give a better...
Yeah, he needs to come in and see you guys, right?
Correct.
All right, okay. Yeah. And before we wrap up, what is the most important message you'd like all listeners to remember? Right, and of course, if it could slip in there, can cataract cause blindness if left untreated?
Simply to answer, yes, it can, because the cataract can cause severe vision impairments. However, the vision can be restored with the cataract surgery, provided that there are no damages from pre-existing eye conditions as well.
So you don't want to wait until your vision becomes severely impaired. So having regular eye examinations could detect cataracts at an early stage and help determine when is the best time for you to have treatment. So remember, early detection leads to better outcomes and help maintain your independence and your quality of life. So don't delay having an eye examination. If you are noticing blurred vision, glare, or difficulty seeing at night, early assessment helps us determine the best management plan for your eyes. So for more information, anything that you might, any kind of questions that you might have about cataracts or to schedule a comprehensive eye examination or even having a dilated fundus examination or an OCT scan done, you can contact us at Dalton Wrong Optometrist. We are located at the corner of Queen and Susano Street in Arima, and our contact numbers are 667-3115 or 299-3115. We are very happy to have you and to help you as best as we can.
Well, thank you very much, ladies, and keep up the good work out there at Dalton Wrong Optometrist.
Thank you.
All right, folks, you've been listening to a special edition today of the Lunchtime Doctor. And didn't know for our friends there, Dalton Wrong Optometrist.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
106.5.